1. John 10 and verse 1. Stand with me, please, as we read the word of the Lord and give honor to our Lord and to his word. Thank God. Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief." Everybody say thief.
Thief.
"And a robber." Everybody say robber. Thieves and robbers. Not a very good designation, is it? And obviously, a designation to avoid. Amen. You may be seated. Some years ago, there was a series of break-ins here on the peninsula, clear from Nikiski all the way to Sterling, and our church got broken into. Brother Norm's guitar or bass or what was it that got stolen? Some musical instrument, monitors taken off the platform, microphones without the receiver. I don't know how they figure to use that, but anyway, they did. And an electric typewriter that I had. I forgot to claim it in the insurance form because electric typewriters you just didn't use very often anymore with computers taking over. But that was so aggravating. The sound equipment and all of the different things that were missing. The broken window downstairs. Very aggravating. Sometimes you wish that you could talk to those people with a 2x4. And, or some means of communicating with them. We didn't get any of that back. None of it was recovered. But God gave us favor in the insurance settlement. It didn't start out that way, but on the first contact, but the second one, when I started down the list of things that needed to be replaced and started to give a estimate of the cost, she interrupted me and said, "Probably better that I don't know that," and then just started taking the items that need to be replaced and the cost. And God gave us favor in that settlement. You probably remember, those of you who were in the Bible class for adults a few weeks ago, that we gave a statistic on burglaries. And it astonished me that in the U.S., there is a break-in, there is a burglary, there's a home invasion, they call them now, every 13 seconds on average. Every 13 seconds, someone's home is broken into in the U.S. And I don't know if sociologists, psychologists, corrections, people in power and law enforcement and so on make the connection between increased drug use and increased crime, especially in thievery and robbery. Seems like they'd figure that out eventually and say, you know, if we enforce those laws against drug use and so on, it seems like that would have a corresponding effect. But so far, that hasn't happened. Sister Maria parked her car on the road because the driveway was too snowy, afraid of getting stuck with just two-wheel drive. She came out in the morning to run an errand to town, and her car was missing both back doors, the battery, and a taillight. Overnight, somebody pulled up at the end of her driveway and took off with two back doors, a battery and a taillight assembly. Nice folks in that neighborhood, Sister Maria. Probably from another neighborhood, actually. But it's amazing how the five-finger discount is almost excused or championed. You know, there are some who brag about making a steal of a deal, and then there are those who brag about just stealing, as though that's a challenge, something to accomplish, stealing rather than paying. And somehow, those of us who have things taken from us, you feel more than just the loss. You feel extra bad. No wonder Jesus talked about thieves and robbers. Now, he's the good shepherd. The good shepherd. And David identified him as my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. David, of course, experienced as a shepherd, recovered a lamb that had been taken twice by a lion, and he killed that lion. And likewise, a bear, both skins hanging on his wall, the good shepherd. The sheep know his voice, Jesus said, and he knows his sheep. There's that abiding aspect that's so important. He protects the sheep from the wolf when the predator approaches. He doesn't flee. He's not a hireling. He's the good shepherd. He's the door. We enter through him. We don't try to climb up another way. We don't try to devise another means of salvation. We don't try to endorse a philosophy or an idea that someone is putting forth and saying, hey, try this. You don't have to believe in Jesus. But we don't try to climb up another way because Jesus is the way. And we definitely don't want to be called a thief and a robber because another way is not a way. It's a false way. Paul, in very strong terms in Galatians chapter 1, condemned another way, cursed it. Even if it was brought forth by an angel or an apostle. To the Corinthians, in his second letter, chapter 11, Paul warned about another Jesus and another spirit and another gospel, which he said is not another. Because it's not going to work. It doesn't work. Thank God we know what works. Thank God we know what is able to get the job done. We take his name and his spirit in the new birth. We walk with him in obedience to his word. We live in the power of his spirit. Praise God. And we look for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior. Amen. Oh, what a life. Praise God. But again, in John 10, verse 10, where we normally talk about abundant life that Jesus came to give, he identifies again the thief. The thief comes, and he steals, and he kills, and he destroys. The devil is that thief. He'll steal innocence and purity from the young. He'll take peace and comfort from everyone. He'll steal health and happiness. He'll try to destroy your faith and your future. He'll try to kill your salvation and the Spirit of God working in your life. And he wants you to both grieve and to quench the Spirit of God. And he'll deceive you into those activities because he wants to kill and to destroy. He hates you because you get a second chance. The angels that sinned were cast out. Satan fell from heaven, kicked out with no option of repentance. But we can repent. Praise God. We can turn from our wicked ways. Yes. We can call upon the Lord. And Satan hates you because of that. The God of second chance reaches out to us constantly and desires us to be brought into his presence. But you can tell by the other titles of the devil that he is totally negative and totally given to destruction. He is called the adversary, the roaring lion, a liar, and the father of lies. There's no truth in him. A murderer, a deceiver, a destroyer, and the enemy. Satan wants to hurt and damage the kingdom of God. That's why he puts giving to the work of God in such a bad light. That's why it's mocked and ridiculed today. That's why the opinion of many in society is, oh, churches just want your money. Oh, preachers only preach about money. He wants to damage and destroy the kingdom of God. Because the more the devil can hold back the work of God, the fewer the souls that can be saved. And so, he wants you to rob God. Rob God? How do we rob God? And Malachi gives us the answer in tithes and offerings. But the devil wants to put that in a light of deceit. Because souls being killed and destroyed is the devil's design. All the more reason to be disciples and to make disciples. Praise God. And definitely to enter into that realm. Now, on Memorial Day weekend, we look back at all who served. And all who served gave some, and some gave all, as we would recognize that. Their graves are respected and sacred. They're memorialized and remembered. Arlington, with all of its markers and wreaths. Beechwood in Canada, likewise recognized. Flanders and all the other places in Europe, seemingly acres of white crosses lined up there. How infuriating to have that desecrated. How aggravating for that to be vandalized. The Vietnam Memorial with its list of names that are just overwhelming. 58,000 plus that gave the supreme sacrifice there. And how sad that some who returned had their uniforms spit on. Sister Megan and Brother Mike wearing their insignia of combat medics today. How despicable to think that someone would spit on that. That's crazy. And to think of someone who might rob those graves, thinking, oh, we'll get a medal, or we'll find some keepsake, or we'll do something. Grave robber. Egyptian tombs have been explored, I guess, exploited to some degree, explored because of the gold, and anthropologists hunting for artifacts and antiquities, archaeologists wanting to explore and learn more of those civilizations and cultures and so on. But just to be a grave robber is pretty bad. But here's the thing. You all know a grave robber. You know him by name. Oh, yeah. He wasn't looking for gold or gems. He wasn't collecting artifacts and cultural clues. He was one who is giving hope and life. Jesus is a grave robber. Praise God. Now, we know he healed many who were near death. The nobleman's son, the woman with the issue of blood, the lepers who were experiencing slow death through the stages of their disease, Jesus healed them. But he also robbed graves of those who were dead. Jairus was on a journey with the hope of defeating death for his daughter. And while he pleaded with Jesus to come, and the interruption that happened, the delay that took place with the woman of the issue of blood being healed, and him anxiously wanting Jesus to come quickly, because it was a journey from Cana to Capernaum that was some distance, and certainly by foot, it took some time. And every second that ticked by, every minute that passed, was a delay for death to claim his daughter. And sure enough, as he hurries through the crowd, he recognizes someone coming to him, one of his servants. And the words that came out of his mouth were so devastating to Jairus. Your daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. Oh, the defeat that must have clutched at his heart. The despair that must have settled upon him. The unbelief, the numbness, the feeling that I traveled all this far and all the what ifs that could have gone through his mind. But he heard Jesus say, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." Praise God. What an incredible message of faith. Did he grab a hold of it? Did he have trouble grasping it? Did he have difficulty understanding what the Lord was trying to tell him? That the message of finality, that the message of death was going to be changed. Praise God. Fear not. Believe only. And Jesus had more to say. Praise God. He always has more to give. He always has more to do. He always has more to say. And he said it. Weep not. She is not dead. Praise God. And then he said it, made arise. Praise God. The parents stopped weeping. The gravediggers stopped digging. Praise God. They probably came and joined in the celebration. Oh, yeah. Because the grave robber stopped by that day. The village of Nain felt sorry for the widow. They helped her out. They provided for her. They took care of her needs. They helped her raise her son. And now they're joining in the funeral procession on their way to the cemetery with her young son. Her heart was heavy. Her footsteps were slow. But Jesus, the grave robber, said, "Weep not." He touched the coffin and he said, "Young man, I say unto thee, arise." Praise God. Oh, the celebration. The cemetery remained silent that day. They had to save the grave for another body or somebody. But not that young man. Praise God. Because Jesus did the work. Lazarus being called forth, all the more amazing because he had been dead for 4 days. His sisters concerned about the smell and the stink that would come from his decomposing body. All seemed so final. The cave grave with its stone in front. All seemed that that's it. It's over. There's nothing else. But Jesus said, take ye away the stone. He prayed and then commanded, Lazarus, come forth. Praise God. And when he that was dead came forth, Jesus gave another command. Loose him and let him go. Amen. Praise God. Death obeyed him. The disciples obeyed him. Do you obey him? Praise God. Of all the power that he can reveal. Jesus can tell death and the devil the same thing for you and me. Loose him and let him go. Loose her and let her go. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. I'm so thankful that the thief who comes to steal, to kill, and destroy can be cast out. He can be defeated. He can be destroyed. Hallelujah. And the one who came to give life can give it more abundantly. Amen. There doesn't have to be an early grave because of abusing alcohol and drugs. There doesn't have to be tobacco that pulls you down to a cancerous grave. Thank God. There can be spiritual resurrection as well as a physical resurrection. The truth of Jesus defeats the deceit and the false doctrine of the devil. The abundant life of Jesus is better than the destructive drugs and death that the devil tries to put over on you. The power of his spirit overcomes despair and depression. His name heals disease. His name dismisses sin. Oh, thank God, I know the one who can rob the grave. Hallelujah. And ain't no grave gonna hold this body down. Thank God that we will move into resurrection. We will move into his power. And he grants unto us repentance unto life. Oh, hallelujah. Stand with me. Let's give praise to our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Amen, amen. Faith in God's word. Obedience to God's word. The changes that he can make in our lives. Hallelujah. I don't know what the headline's going to be after the trumpet sounds and the dead in Christ rise first, and we which are alive and remain caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. I don't know what the headlines are going to be. They used to tell us in Bible school they had rapture type. We call them fonts now. Rapture type. 3-inch headlines. Hardly even find newspapers now. It's all digital. What's the headline going to be? Grave robbers at work. Cemeteries empty. Praise God. I'm not going to be here to read them, so I don't care what the headlines say. I'm going to be with him. Hallelujah. I'm going to exalt him. I'm going to worship him. I'm going to live for him. Praise God. Amen. I'm not going to let a thief and a robber pull my joy away. Not going to let a thief and a robber destroy my hope and my faith. Not going to let a thief and a robber kill the Spirit of God at work in my life and his goodness. No, I'm going to keep on. I'm going to keep on. And moreover, I'm going to let somebody else know. There can be a change. Things can be different. The power of God can be real for you. Does it work for me? Praise God. And oh, hallelujah. The defeat of the devil. All of his deception. Praise God. In Jesus' name. Let's come and pray today. Glory to God. Glory to God.